The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Finger.
The hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here with you live on your Labor Day Monday. Doug Steffens will be along in just a couple of minutes.
Wait. So he's not here, but we are?
How's that work?
Yeah, what's wrong with this picture?
Dang union. I don't even know what that means.
I think the cows are out striking, so he had to go take care of that.
Okay,
for some reason, yeah. So, all right, so Labor Day, what are you doing? Are you working or are you
right
sitting
now?
Home?
Yes.
Working and sitting at home.
Yes.
A lot of definitely. People are working on cleaning up after cookouts yesterday or getting ready for stuff today.
And so is that the big deal now, is to do the cookouts on Sunday? Because I noticed, you know, that was the thing.
Yeah. I had two that I was invited to, and they were both yesterday at the same time. So we had to pick.
How'd you do it?
Well, I really didn't have any choice. My brother... was having one over at his place with boats and, you know, jet skis and all the thing, you know, right on the water.
Fun.
And my other brother was doing one, so I have a competing brothers here, at his place. But I had six cousins showing up to that one who I haven't seen in a long time.
Wow. Yeah, you see, your brother wins with the guilt boat.
So
yeah.
I wanted to go to the water one, but I had to go to the cousin one.
Right.
But that was fine. It was great to see everybody. And you know what I realized yesterday when I was there? I haven't seen some of these cousins in like, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Facebook is the greatest thing for like family you don't get to see all the time.
Because there's no surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You're like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like if one of them has like an ugly kid, it's like not this shock thing, or dating somebody that's like really a moron. You're not sitting there going, whoa, where did this
come
from?
I got the memo already.
Like you're prepared. You know, when you walk in, you're ready. You're like, oh, wow, yeah, that guy's ugly. Or something. But it's fun. So what'd you guys do?
I actually had two barbecues this weekend. I had one on Saturday and I had one on Sunday. And that's really about
that's
it.
That's convenient.
You know?
All right. So every single social gathering, especially on these holidays, it brings you something. So what was like the big takeaway when you were like, oh my God, I can't believe that?
The takeaway, huh?
Like somebody did something or you learned something about somebody you know. The scoop. Come on, give us a scoop.
Well, I don't know if there's a huge scoop. Yesterday, I went with my mom because I told her I owed her one. And so her friends, who are very sweet people, they have a daughter who has a kid who I have not met yet, and the kid's like two. And so I met the kid, but he was cranky, so they were apologizing to me the whole time. They're like, oh, he's normally much cuter than
yeah.
They're giving me like the apology speech. He's normally much cuter, much nicer, much smarter. I'm like, don't worry, it's okay. He's a two-year-old. You know what happens.
Yeah.
But I can't say there was a huge, gigantic scoop. No.
All right, Ken, what happened with you?
Lisa and I, my wife, went out with her grandparents. And
that's awesome.
We were
just saying that, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes. They're both in their 90s, live on their own.
Wow.
Drive everything. They've got it together. They've got it together better than I do. But we went out with them and to dinner, and then Reno, our son, was singing. He sings opera in college. It's his beginning of his senior year, and they had an opera gala Saturday evening.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, that was really nice.
Well, that's fun. All right, cool.
He's going places. I hope he remembers me.
Tell him to start saving money to put you into a very nice retirement home.
Yeah.
All right, so Labor Day. Here's President Obama. He is in Boston today.
Laboring
for the, you know what? I'm just sitting there thinking about this. You know, when you're a president, You've got to, I mean, is there really time off? Yeah, he goes to Hawaii and he does his 2 weeks, but you're still, I wonder how many real days where they just sit around on the couch and watch TV.
You should ask his golf pro.
Yeah, really.
He golfs a lot.
I mean, a lot.
Presidents seem to golf a lot.
It looks like they get a lot of time off, but I wonder, like, if you're really, because Bush, they always said, he's, most time off of any president, and you see Obama, and you see him out there, playing golf all the time, but do they really, can they really just veg and sit around and go to a cookout and not have to do anything with work, or is there always somebody in their ear saying, this just happened, Mr. President.
I think you have to expect that.
Right.
It's one of those jobs you just have to take home with you.
Right.
Especially since your home is your job.
It's a 24/7 job. All right, so he's in Boston today to sign the, he's going to sign a,
the Magna Carta.
The Magna Carta?
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Yeah. Wasn't that already signed? Is he going to, draw over it? Erase it with a Sharpie?
This is the Magna Carta 2.
All right, so an executive order...
He's going to use a special pen.
...requiring federal contractors to give their employees sick days.
Do you all
feel better?
This has been working for about a month or two.
Well, I think he probably just waited for Labor Day for the pomp and circumstance.
Grandstanding. Oh, yeah. Isn't it grandstanding?
Yeah.
Feels more like grandstanding to me. And we would
I'm
never...
okay with 3 sick days a year.
3 sick days a year, is that what this is about?
I think so. And I'm okay with it.
You are.
Say anything.
You're usually out for 3 weeks a year.
Usually. But yeah. No, but I mean, here's the thing. As someone who is, you can still be gone. You're not going to get paid. But I think 3 sick days is pretty fair. If you have a kid, it gives you a couple of days to wiggle around.
Why does it have to be the government that... tells you.
I agree with you. I wish that was just.
Why can't it just be part of the deal that you're able to make? If you're secure in what you do, and you're smart or you're strong or however, whatever skill you have to apply to your job, why isn't that enough?
See, I'm reading
it.
It
should be.
It'll give three. The White House says it'll give 300,000 workers under federal contracts. Okay, so these are
bully contractors.
These are federal.
7 paid sick days per year.
Oh, that's crazy.
And
what
you
about
and I,
the
taxpayer,
the
underscore here is that these are federal contractors who are getting paid by the federal government who gets its money from you and me. So you and I are now subject to this rule. Or this law,
it's 1 hour earned for every 30 hours worked.
Look, he had me. He had me at yes, and then now I've jumped off the no, wagon already.
Right.
If you look at the code that you have to deal with when you are dealing with HR of a company, which I have to with my day job, it is ridiculous how often the rules change, how much you have to read through, and they don't just tell you in 2 sentences, okay, you have to offer your employees 3 sick days. They have to write it into some crazy document so that you have 14 pages of stuff to get one little nugget of what you're supposed to do. It's so ridiculous.
We have a lawyer here at the network, and you have to have a lawyer for everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have a lawyer specifically for employee issues. So we have one on retainer. Well, when we use them, we pay them. But it happens that we use them probably every other month where we're calling where, okay, we have this issue with an employee. How do we handle that? What's the law? And that's the only way we know is to be able to call them because it's their job to kind of stay up on the changing laws and let us know how we're supposed to handle.
Why are the laws changing as much as they are? Why? Yeah. Because there are too many people with not enough of a job that creates a 40-hour security. So with 20 hours of something to do, that gives them 20 hours to look for something to do each week. And that's what this is. This is way beyond this country. Needs to pull in his horns. Maybe that's one of the things that Trump and Carly Fiorina and whoever else it is that is gaining as much attention as they are. One of the reasons they are is because the businesses that are the mainstay, the lifeblood of our country, are all being attacked. It's like these people were trying to put us out of business. It's like there's an organized effort. And the belligerence and the arrogance of most of the people who are there to, quote-unquote, set the standards. I had somebody come to the farm the other day. We're tearing down a building. And we are burning the wood. It's all it is 2x4s, 2x6s, some timbers, things.
Did you get your permit?
I don't know. I'm a farmer. I don't need a permit.
To burn wood, you don't?
Doesn't mean, no. You don't need a permit. But what happens in this case was the fire marshal, they have circled, and most every community in this country has a circle around it of people who are working for the fire departments. They are called fire marshals. And they stand, or they have observing points on mountains around every city. And they have these super sensitive, highly technical field goggles, binoculars, and they look around for smoke. And if they see any smoke, they send an agent out in a truck. And so this guy came by the farm and said, "You can't burn that stuff." And I said, "Why?" "Well, because it's not in the law. The rules don't allow you to burn wood from a building." "Why? I can burn it in my house. I can cut this wood up and I can burn it in my fireplace. But I can't burn it outside to get rid of it."
Wait a minute. Is he saying that there's chemicals in it?
No. No, he's saying it's against the... No, he just... There are chemicals in the wood. It's 2x4.
Is it pressure-treated? Is it treated wood?
This barn is 110 years old.
Oh, okay.
It's falling down. There's nothing in it except ants.
You should have barbecued something on it, and then once you barbecue, just be like, "I'm barbecuing."
But he cited and gave me a thing according to Section 3 of this law, and that thing, the Environmental Protection Agency said...
So what are you going to do with that?
But I thought you were a farmer, and you can burn anything you want.
I can burn any kind of... He said you can burn any kind of brush or tree or anything. I said, "Well, these things were trees." "Well, they're not trees anymore."
Oh, boy.
Leave it to Doug.
But they were trees. Right?
You throw that notice right on top of the fire.
I used to be a tree, too.
Yeah. So, you know, what do? You get around it. You figure out what they, you know, supposedly...
So how much is the ticket for?
Oh, no, I didn't get a ticket. It's just a cease and desist.
Just a citation. Well, then who cares?
Well, but I wouldn't do it again because I don't want to necessarily have them come around and say, "I told you not to do that anymore." But what it does is create more of a difficulty in me getting rid of this stuff. Will I cut it up and put it in my fireplace? Some of it I will. But it takes twice as long. Get a chainsaw, cut it into 3-foot lengths, stuff like that. Some of the wood's fine. But it's, why is the government telling you that you can't have a... I mean, if that's the case, you ought not to be able to barbecue.
Why don't you sell firewood?
I do sell firewood. In fact, but I don't sell this firewood. It's got nails in it, right. So I'm not going to do that. As a matter of fact, yesterday...
Tell them it's special firewood.
Over the weekend, we spent a good deal of time. We have a guy who ordered a truckload of wood that he wanted. So he wanted an 8 and 10 foot lengths. 12-foot length. So we cut down a lot of dead trees on the farm, loaded up the truck. I'm looking at it right now sitting in the barnyard, ready to go to be delivered. There's no difference between the wood that's in that truck and the wood that was in the building that we're taking down, other than there are nails in the wood that came down from the building.
You never told us. What'd you do?
What'd I do with it? I stopped the fire. I haven't done it. I'm going to finish tearing the building down, and then we'll cut the usable wood. We'll cut up and use for something else. It just takes twice as long to do it. I don't really, didn't have a reason to save it necessarily, but I'm not going to let it go to waste. You can say, well, burning it was letting it go to waste. Well, at least what I was doing was taking care of it in an environmentally friendly, responsible way.
If you have a bonfire at night, they won't see the smoke and you can get away with it.
Yeah, well, I can actually bring it up to my friend Tommy Hansen, who burns stuff all season. He has his haunted house all October. Yeah. I'll kind of bring it up to his place.
There you go.
All right, see how creative we are? 19 after, what is it, 20? 21, almost after the hour.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler on September 7th, 2015, which would be Labor Day. It's our Labor Day for this year, first Monday of the month of September. And historically speaking, back to September 11th, 1888, Edith McLean was the first baby to be placed in an incubator. She weighed 2 pounds, 7 ounces. The incubator was first called a hatching cradle. I was born. They put me in a hatching cradle.
Wasn't this a hatching cradle?
Remember we talked a while back about the doctor who first came out with the incubators, did it on like Coney Island as a sideshow. That's how he funded his research.
No, really, I don't remember that.
Because I'd heard that one of the babies is now like 90 years old, mm-hmm. and they were interviewing her, and I thought that was just fascinating that this guy used Coney Island sideshows as a funding source for his incubator experiment.
Well, it seemed like a sideshow at the time. September 7, 1914, New York Post Office opened its doors, and people say, well, what's the big deal? It's on 31st. Between 31st and 33rd, right behind, well, Madison Square Garden didn't exist then, but that's where it is for those of you who have walked by it. You have perhaps seen the inscription, quote, "Neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds." Now, that was where that first appeared. New York Post Office Building, this date 1914. On this date 1921, the first Miss America pageant was held in Atlantic City. First contest was a promotion to keep tourists in the town after the Labor Day holiday. Guess everybody left. First Miss America was 16-year-old Margaret Gorman, 5'1", blonde hair, blue eyes, weighed 108 pounds. She was 30, 25, 32.
Sir Mix-a-Lot wouldn't like her.
No, probably not.
He likes 36, 25, something. 36.
Really?
Only if
she likes
five.
Big butts. I remember that. Remember that from the lyric line. 7 September 1979, ESPN made its debut. So our quickie quiz, historically speaking, you tell us at 888-302-3684 what ESPN stands for, and you'll get a swell prize. Matter of fact, the prize continues to be, from our friends at Cedarside, you'll get a sample pack of 100% organic bug spray. And the good thing about this is, because we're live on all the holidays, a lot of people don't get the opportunity to listen, but they can't participate, so a lot of the new folks will be active participating at 888-302-3684, and that's fine and dandy. Welcome you are to some of our ear candy. What does ESPN stand for? If you're a big sports fan and you understand that that's part of what it's all about.
Google.
ESPN, right, exactly. Making its debut. What does ESPN stand for? You got 60 seconds. 888-302-3684. Richie, you'll enjoy this next reminder. Back to September 7th, 1977, when G. Gordon Liddy was released from prison after serving 52 months of a 20-year sentence for his involvement in Watergate.
I would sit across from his desk with him, and we would just be chatting, and he would tell me stories about his time in prison there.
Liddy used to be on the same network that we are on. The originating network for this program is Radio America, and Liddy had a program there after he was on Westwood One for a long time. He actually had a career that spanned, about 20 years on the air, didn't
he? Yeah, he didn't start radio until he was 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he
until
was
60. Yeah, but an interesting guy.
I'm a wonderful guy.
What a neat thing.
I'll never forget the night we were at some picture opportunity, and I kissed his bald head.
He didn't like that much. No.
He said, that's for Mrs. Liddy. All right. ESPN stands for the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network. Entertainment Sports Programming Network. So you all lose 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Ron Christie and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, Marco Rubio said that the next president in 2017 could undo any agreed-on Iran nuclear deal. Is that right?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Bob Schrum. GOP presidential candidate Marco Rubio said that if there's a Republican president in 2017, he could undo the Iran nuclear accord. That easy?
And I think what the agreement should have been is a treaty. I think it should have been submitted to the United States Senate for its ratification, and Senator Rubio accurately notes that it's not popular enough that it would have passed. But I also think Clemens is right here, too, because the United States did negotiate this with our allies here, and I think it looks bad if a American chief executive officer walks away from a prior agreement. And again, Barack Obama, for his solid opposition to the war, in fact, increased our presence in Afghanistan before reducing it.
I think it would be incredibly irresponsible and very dangerous for the United States to reject it on day one. Actually, Jeb Bush indicated and then backed off a little because he got some criticism that that would not be a very presidential decision. The one thing I disagree again and again with Ron about is that a lot of executive agreements have been entered into by presidents, Republicans and Democrats, which have dealt with some of the most important foreign policy questions that the country faces.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum, premier speechwriter and author, and Ron Christie, veteran of the Bush-Cheney White House.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name.
Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. I think Doug's printer is not working.
Sure.
I hear him over there yelling at his printer, abusing it.
All right, 33 after, as Richie said, it's Monday, the 7th of September on Good Day with Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. Be interested to see how we are wrapping ourselves already around September 11th, if you can believe it. September 11th, which is a Friday this week. The thought for the day today comes from Tupac Shakur.
Who is sorry, wait. Can we document this, everybody? Okay, go ahead. Tell us about Tupac.
Gunned down on this date in 1996. Said, a woman brought to you in this world, so you have no right to disrespect one. Oh, yeah. A woman brought you into this world. Hello, yeah.
That's when he had his song called My Bee. Please. Yeah. Right, come on, yeah. Tupac.
So, well, they were all a bunch of phonies. Didn't this guy, Suge Knight, get shot, the guy who ran over his friends last year? Is that the same guy who got, he was shot the same time, wasn't he, the first time?
Suge Knight was not shot. He ran over and killed a guy last year.
No, but I thought that I saw some reference.
Isn't it alleged
that Suge Knight been shot?
Yeah, they've all been shot at some point, right?
That's a generalization.
Suge Knight was involved with the shooting. I mean, it was a
Was he involved in the shooting?
Yeah, didn't I think that he was with Tupac.
Oh, okay. He was with Tupac when Tupac was shot. But Tupac was shot because the month before, Biggie Smalls was shot and killed. And
names.
Biggie Smalls. Right. And so when he got shot then, Biggie's people, East Coast, went out after Suge Knight and Tupac.
Mm-hmm. Tupac got his, but was Tupac responsible for what had happened before?
Allegedly.
Yeah. They never found out. Never got to trial because he was gunned down in cold blood.
Sounds like a movie. Straight out of Compton.
Right. Well, that's what this movie is about, isn't it? That's around the
actually, pen? It's about Eazy-E, but,
Eazy-E.
Good idea,
NWA.
All right, so let's go through some of these names of some of these groups. All right, and starting with, who would have been the father of the rap movement?
Sugar Hill Gang?
They were of hip-hop, maybe.
Right.
Rap, NWA is really, for gangsta rap, NWA is one of the founders. Eazy-E was one of the people. Suge Knight and Biggie Smalls, we just talked about them. They're big into gangsta rap.
What made that movement, what is there about that? And this movie that tells the story, been around for about a month, it was number one at the box office for 3 weeks. What is there about that story that's so compelling to so many people? Had to have had a bigger audience than just a black audience.
Oh, yeah. No, everybody that I know that has seen it is like, oh, my gosh, it's incredible. It's
Did you go see it?
I haven't seen it. No, I would see it maybe at home. Maybe it might be a renter or something I'd watch at home. I don't know if I'd go to the theater to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it would be kind of interesting. I mean,
I think it's an interesting story.
But here, keep in mind that this is Ice Cube's version of, or I'm sorry, Dr. Dre's version of what happened. And Jerry Heller, who was the manager of NWA, has a completely different story that he told in his book. So obviously somewhere in the center is what is really the truth, because their sides are a little different. But I think it's very interesting. I mean, it's a piece of life that most people don't know, and I think that's what makes it kind of fascinating.
It really is fascinating. How some of these stories, how you feel so much a part of some culture. What are we, I don't think we can understand, and this isn't a cop-out. I mean, I think that in some ways we never could understand what that, I couldn't. I have no connection. I don't even have any interest, frankly. I'd like to know what it is that motivates them. Are they angry? Is this all, many people have said over the years, this was music based in anger, hatred. And the disrespect to women.
They feel frustrated by society, and it's them trying to convey their message.
Okay, so I'm frustrated by society, mostly government. How would I convey my message other than what I'm doing?
You could rap. You could be Dougie Smalls.
Dougie Small.
And you could rap. Come on, please. Okay. Give me your best I'm frustrated with government rap, okay? Look, I'll back you up with the beat. Okay, right?
Money. Power. Evil. Government. Tied to big, bad biz.
It's the Dougie what? Rap.
What?
This is not going well.
This is on the radio right now.
That's the reason we never really made it.
All right. The top 10 talk topics of the week. We always survey them over the weekend. Come up with a list.
Sort of wraps like a scatter. Right.
The big, bad, biz. What's so funny about that?
Hey, but I laid down some beat, yo.
Yeah.
You did. That was pretty good.
The Donald is running your campaign. Anyway. So, what came out number one here?
Richie, what just happened here?
Kenny, Jennifer, the Kentucky same-sex marriage issue was among our listeners. It showed up as number 8 on the countdown this past week, but number 1 with our listeners. Interesting that Ms. Davis, who's the county clerk, excuse me, who went to jail because she wouldn't issue same-sex marriage licenses last week, is appealing her contempt of court hearing that landed her in jail. She's looking, as it were, I suppose, for a get-out-of-jail card. I don't know what her issue might be. I mean, how does she, she says, this is against my religion. Okay, but you were hired to do a job. It has nothing to do with religion because church and state are separate. So leave your religious values at home. Leave them on the doorstep. You open the door to the courthouse, you leave that stuff at home. So she says that the issuance of the marriage licenses by her 5 assistants will be worthless because she didn't sign them and she's the legal legitimate authority. Is that going to hold any water? I mean, the people are going to be married. What? Just let it go, lady. I understand we feel passion, and it's great. We want more passion in the world. But Why is this something
that's interesting?
That gets in
is
your
she
face?
Right?
What's that?
Is she right
about
that? Her signature needs to be the one for that to be.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I just saw it in one of the stories trailing her and this issue this week. Also in the top 10, let's see, how else did these things show up? 16% of you said the European migrant issue and immigration policy in general. That's not something that's getting any better. The Israelis have been asked to take in some of the refugees from Syria, and Netanyahu says, nope, we're not taking any of them. And whereas many of the other countries...
Why would they even ask Israel?
Yeah, why make...
As strict as they are with their borders?
Yeah. Right.
Well,
yeah.
And also, I mean, they want... people are starting to call on the U.S., oh gosh, I just got corrected on Twitter, by the way. How could I? Oh, I'm getting an app. Let's see. No. Tupac was killed before Biggie. Oh, man. Sorry, Ryan. Ryan corrected me. Anyway, so Biggie was the one that was in charge of Tupac. Okay. Correction. But these immigrants, they're asking the U.S. To take in some people. Here's what's wrong, though. These guys have just left their home. There's millions of them. They have no papers. And so you can't blame Israel for being a little scared, because this is a great way to sneak terrorists into your country. Sneak a few people in that don't really need to be there. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, is trying to identify who these million people are.
No, I think he's on the right side of it there.
And that's the same thing here. Like, that's a great way to fast-track people in on this soil. All of a sudden, you have to take them in for humanitarian reasons. And who exactly are you taking?
That'll be the next...
Al Franken's out there saying we should bring some people, so...
Executive of Order.
Going to be fighting for it.
888-302...
I think we should go with the guy who wants an island.
3684. Email to Doug or Jen or Rich or Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day Show. So, Kenny, what do you have on this?
I don't have anything on this. I have lots of comments about the Kim Davis in Kentucky.
Let's scroll backwards for a minute and hear some of those comments.
Brian says, I don't care that the Kentucky clerk making a big deal out of not doing her job has been married four times. It's irrelevant. Because her refusal to issue marriage licenses when that is part of the job she was elected to do is what is relevant, no matter what her personal beliefs or actions outside of the workplace are.
I took a shot, and that was inappropriate last week. Was it being married four times got to do with it? She practiced giving out a marriage license to herself four times, so she's better at her job, maybe. Whatever.
I don't think that piece has it. I mean, it comes down to should she have that
job. Do your job.
Right.
Or get out.
And
that's
it's sad because the law has changed since she's been in office, but now she has to make the decision.
A lot of laws have changed since she was in office. It's part of the deal. Laws change all the time. What else, Kenny?
Paul says she isn't in jail because of her religious beliefs. She's in jail for being in contempt of court, and she's in contempt of court for not executing her sworn duties to the office for which she was elected, period.
That's it. Not much more to say about that. What else? What other comments have you got?
Michael says, imagine the uproar if that woman in Kentucky had refused to give someone a gun license instead of a marriage license.
That's an interesting observation. What else?
Tina says if she couldn't perform the functions of her job, she should have sought a transfer or looked for another. She set herself up for this.
I think it's clear she's trying to make a statement.
Of course she is.
She knows what she's getting.
She came up with a resolution, though.
Does she have a family? Children? How old? What does she have for children?
About her kids, but I know that she said that, or her lawyer said that she'd still issue the certificate, she just wouldn't sign her name on them.
So somebody else would have to sign.
Right.
Yeah.
She does have kids.
Yeah.
Remember that was part of the four husbands story?
Yeah.
His twins or something.
So who's taking care of them while she's in jail?
She's got a selection of husbands.
I'm sure one of them's around.
Next comment, Kenny.
Connie says, this is going to be a great reality show. You don't get married four times without some issues. This story is getting better and better. Ex-husband number one, please step up.
Step up? Is that what that?
Yeah.
Step up? Yeah. Okay. All right. What else?
That's it on that. There's some stuff on Trump if you want to move on.
Later on we'll do that. All right. Paul's in Newbury Springs, California. Hi, Paul. Welcome to Good Day. Immigration
good
on your
morning,
mind.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How y'all doing?
We're well, thank
morning.
You. What's on your mind?
Good, good. Listen, this whole immigration thing, I hate to, be a stick in the mud, but I know we have a problem and people need a place to stay, but here in this country, we have people that are homeless, not be.
Oh, did you just cut him off?
I
heard you actually press the button and then say shoot.
I didn't.
Does it work out?
Yeah. All right, call us back.
Call back.
I think 302-3684. Go ahead, Richard.
I think what he wanted to say is, what about the people here that we are
right.
unable to help?
And why do they have to send them here?
And how do we handle them first and help them first?
Mm-hmm. Lots of good questions. So, trending at DougStephan.com, Labor Day, Kim Davis, and the third poll that shows Bernie Sanders leading Mrs. Clinton in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Mr. Sanders over Mrs. Clinton in New Hampshire, and he's mm-hmm. pulling up the rear fast in Iowa. So there's going to be the same sort of interest in the Democratic primaries, especially the first two, three, or four of them, as there are with the Republican primaries. And the first, I haven't seen anything about scheduling a debate for whoever might be interested in being on the Democratic ticket. You've got plenty of Republican focus. Is that because there's so many of them? Why isn't there some Democratic action there?
Well, that's what everybody's upset about. Martin O'Malley went on Twitter and was like, look, we need to have a debate too. But yeah. the DNC has just been like, no, it's Hillary Clinton all the way. That's right. What they're thinking in the back. Mm-hmm. And these other candidates are getting ignored. So Martin O'Malley's been really active about trying to get some debates set up because they just don't have any ready to go. I think there's going to be a few, but not for months.
Hey, poll today, DougStephan.com. Do you have any special plans for Labor Day? A, relaxing with family and friends. B, cooking out. C, going to the beach or a pool. D, shopping. E, another work day for me. F, when's Labor Day?
Hello. Breaking news.
Well, it is. Every year we say the same thing. Memorial Day. Wow, this is great. Look at all the time we're going to have fun this summer. And then before you know it, blink of an eye, as Richie would say, don't keep saying that, Doug.
The closer you get to the finish line, the faster it seems to go.
All right, let's talk. We're going to keep people getting to the finish line so fast because we're going to put them onto Super Beats and Neo 40. This story has changed a lot. Have you noticed that since we first started talking about Super Beats early in the year? How the story has changed, that is, for the better. We first started by telling you how wonderfully healthy you can be by getting your blood pressure down. What happens with Super Beats, it increases the amount of nitric oxide in your system, so your body is able to take blood into every area. Muscles get more blood. Brain gets more blood. Your organs get more blood. Everything performs better because you're getting the benefits of three whole beets in a teaspoon of Super Beets. No beet taste. You can even, if you choose black cherry flavor, that's fine. So Super Beets in a glass of water give you the energy, open up your system, keep your blood pressure where it is or brings it down to where it's supposed to be. That's the long and short of it. You want a quick surge? You want to get started and then later in the day use Super Beets in some sort of a protein drink, that sort of thing, or just a glass of water? Neo 40 is also from the same company, Neogenesis Labs. And what they've done is take the nitrates, the things in Super Beets, put them into a capsule that will melt in your mouth. And it then goes right into your system, absorbed much more quickly. So with Super Beets, you got about 20 minutes for it to gradually come in. But with the Neo 40 capsules, you'll get the jolt of energy right away. There's no caffeine in it. We were talking about that. Why you get a headache? Why do people get headaches? Because there's a lack of caffeine, and most all of these, not a lack of caffeine, but there's a lack of blood getting into various parts of your brain. So the way to fix it has been to take some sort of one of those ibuprofen, acetaminophen, whatever it's called. But if you look at the main ingredients on Tylenol, for example, you see caffeine is the main ingredient. There's none of that in any of these products. Neo 40, no caffeine. Super Beets, no caffeine. It's just beets. That's what they are. It's just beets. So if you'd like to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity, don't wait. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. That's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. This is a great way to get the benefit of all sorts of wonderful natural ways to boost your performance, get blood everywhere in your system. You'll be happier, and this is a great application, whether it's on a groggy Monday or whether it's during the week and you're after lunch feeling a little groggy. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom! More.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Those of you who are here on a holiday, every day at this time, we have Tech Talk time. Greg Stammen is here from the magazine Men's Health. He does their technology reports for them. And we're going to talk about JavaScripting and the codes that are part of JavaScripting. I've heard of it, but I don't understand it. So we'll find out together how to use JavaScript, amongst other things, going on in the world of technology. Up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Pen. As you stock up on school supplies for back to school, it's important to equip your child with the right tools, but also the skills to combat bullying. Leading writing instrument company Pilot Pen wants to help. Did you know Pilot's Friction Clicker, a retractable gel ink pen that writes smoothly and erases cleanly, also supports a great cause? Pilot is donating at least $125,000 from sales of Friction to national nonprofit Stomp Out Bullying to fund educational programs in schools. Greta Monahan, lifestyle expert, TLC star, and mom.
Every 7 minutes a child is bullied. Adult intervention happens 4% of the time, peer intervention 11% of the time, and no intervention 85% of the time. One in four kids is bullied, and 8% miss at least one class per month for fear of bullies. We need to help empower our children to stand up to bullies and speak up if they or someone they know is being bullied.
Help Pilot and Stomp Out Bullying erase bullying for good. For more information, visit www.helperasebullying.com.
Go
going to be
I
great.
I wouldn't take this anymore, Dougie.
I'm a little tired of it. You're right.
I can't wait to hear how this plays.
I want to say hi to Facebook friend Mark Tomlin, listening to Good Day This Morning. All right, so we have Greg Stebbins, who's here to diminish my credibility even further. Richie, he always enjoys when I get into some sort of tech
popcorn
speak.
Sit back and watch.
We'll give you some M&Ms, Richie. All right, so I introduced you, or suggested you were going to discuss JavaScripting. Apparently you're taking courses from CodeAcademy.com.
Yes.
Is this for credit, or is this just to make me look bad?
Mostly just to make you look bad.
Good, thank you. All right, so why you maintain that many people, most people, ought to be able to understand or learn code? And I said, well, why would I want to do that? And Richie was happy to say it didn't make any difference for me because I'm beyond help. So what is it that the average person is going to get from learning something like JavaScript?
Well, so first of all, there's a thing called Hour of Code, and the website is code.org. And the idea, it's really for kids in high school and in college, and if you're in your 20s and 30s, it would be useful to understand some coding basics. It will help you advance in your career and get things done. Because increasingly, people are going to interact with coders, and if you have some understanding of what they do, it's not going to be as painful as it is today.
Let me tell you where it would help you, Doug. And Greg is right. I should do this, and Doug, you should too. It would help you in that you just totally don't get the concept of zeros and ones and how that
I can't begin to understand.
You didn't even understand that statement.
Well, no, I understand zeros and ones. I do understand that. But okay, how everything comes out of it.
And how it creates the things that we see on our computer.
But do you zeros and ones? Is it 1 0 and another one? Is it 0 0 1? Is it 0 0 0 1 1?
So, one of the reasons, Doug, I think you should go to Code Academy and take a class. Mm-hmm. These are free classes, by the way.
Yeah.
Is I think you might actually enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah.
What is there to enjoy?
It's
really
like a puzzle.
Like it?
It's like a puzzle. So if you like puzzles, understanding that code is the ultimate logic. If it doesn't work, it's because you were wrong, not the machine that you're putting the code into.
I mean, I don't have to go to Code Academy for that. I'm wrong.
If for people who like to do Sudoku or the crossword puzzle or even play video games.
I'm going to send you then to Meredith because
all right, have Meredith.
Very good at Sudoku and does crossword puzzles every day. Gets them all, and that's not my strength. It really isn't. I'm horrible at crosswords.
Fair enough. But when people are intimidated by things, that creates a limitation in their life that in this case may be unnecessary. Spending an hour or a couple of hours or a day learning a little bit about code will lift the mystique and remove the intimidation.
I think it would be good
and
for
that,
you to do
yeah,
that.
I think it. Everyone should try it just to understand what
you
it is.
You know what? I think I represent a lot of people, though, who are from my corner of the world who feel like they're left out, and they feel good about being left out.
Well, but you might ask yourself, what am I missing out on by being left out?
Greg Stebbins here on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.